When God empowers us to do the impossible, we must do our part to get out of the way. That was a little quote I read this morning in my devotional book. It's called Powerful for Your Day by Samuel Rodriguez. I'm going to read it again because it's insanely powerful. So it says, when God empowers us to do the impossible, we must do our part to get out of the way. Ephesians 3 verse 20 to 21 says, now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever and amen. God showed it to me like this. He wants to do insanely amazing, incredible things in your life and also through your life. But the thing is, a lot of the times we are actually our biggest stopping blocks. Okay, we stand in the way. Now you might be thinking, Rochelle, how on earth am I standing in the way? Well, I look at it like this. Jesus, when he walked on earth, he was performing miracles, right? So he worked under the anointing and he was performing miracles. But see, Jesus found it so important to wake up early in the morning and spend time with God, to seek his face. And then from that place of intimacy with God, he went out to go perform miracles. Why do we think we are different? Why do we approach our relationship with God any different? If Jesus, being 100% God, being fully God, seeing the necessity in intimacy with God, why on earth do we not do that? We should do that even more. We should see the importance of that even more. And the thing with Jesus is, last night, our pastor, he gave us a sermon on anointing, and he said that Jesus performed miracles under the anointing. The anointing is so important. But see, the thing is, you will only discover the anointing when you spend time with God. But okay, so what does it mean to stand in God's way? You need to die to your flesh. And one way that you can die to your flesh is waking up early in the morning, giving your first fruits of your day to God. So spend that however long you feel necessary and spend it with God. Me and my friend, we once, just to see, like, for fun, what a tithe of 24 hours would be. So what a tithe of your day would be. And it was about 2 hours. 2 hours is a tithe of 24 hours. Now, I'm not saying we need to all spend 2 hours a day with God, because sometimes it's just not possible. Let's be real. But that was just fun. And the thing is, some of us don't even open up our Bibles. We don't even spend time with God some days. And it's crazy, because intimacy and spending time with God is the most important thing. So we stand in the way of God to do impossible things when we don't die to our flesh. Another way that you can die to your flesh is by fasting. And so fasting doesn't have to be this insane thing where you stop eating for 24 hours or 24 days or whatever. Fasting can be as simple as, Lord, because remember, God looks at the heart. It can be, Lord, I want to fast for you. And so you give up your lunch. So instead of going to eat your lunch, you go to your word, you go to your Bible, and you read your Bible instead of eating. And that's that. That's your fast. Fasting doesn't have to be that complicated. You can die to your flesh. If you feel right now you want to go a day without social media and you want to fast social media, do it. The thing with fasting is, the Bible doesn't say if we fast. The Bible talks about when we fast. So fasting, for a Christian, it needs to be a thing in your life. Listen, I'm talking to myself. I need to fast more. So it's not about this is crazy. God gave me this. It's not about what you can do. It's about what God can do through you. So a lot of the times we say, Lord, what am I called to do? Lord, I want to do this thing, but I don't know if it's in your will. God, I really want to do this. Show me the way. What can I do? It's not about what you can do and your accomplishments. It's about what God can do through you. The more you spend time with God, and the more you get out of the way, die to your flesh, and spend time with God, and be in relationship with him, the more you start to discover what you were called to do. The more you start to discover who you actually are. Because our identity is found in Christ, right? We all know this. But the way you can discover your identity is if you read the word. This word of God is so living. Okay, if you're watching this on YouTube, you'll see the Bible. If you're listening to this on podcast, on audio, then I've got the Bible in my hands. I didn't need to say that, but I did also want to acknowledge the listeners because I'm going to post this on my podcast. Anyway, this word, the word of God is living, right? So the more you read it, the more you discover who you are and your identity. And another thing that I want to say, and I said this in my last video, I'm going to say it again because God is still dealing with this in me. God is still dealing about this with me. I don't know. Is when you read the word, we need to stop looking for where can God bless us. If you read your word, don't look for what is God telling me? What is God showing me? What does God wanna tell me today? You can, obviously it's not wrong. Okay, don't get me wrong. But we need to learn to actually read the word to discover what is the word telling me about God? What is the word telling me about the character of God? Matthew 6 verse 33 says, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." Meaning, if you seek the face of God, if you seek his kingdom, his righteousness, if you learn about God, if you study God's word, if you spend time with him, if you put him first in your day, start your day with God, all these things shall be added to you. Everything. If you're looking for your calling, it shall be added to you. If you're looking for your purpose, it shall be added to you. If you're looking for your person, it shall be added to you. If you're looking for a certain desire, it shall be added to you. Because see, the thing is, the more you seek his kingdom, the more your desires become his desires. And so yes, then your desires will be added to you. It's crazy how God works. Because see, God can do, like Ephesians 3 verse 20 to 21 says, exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think. But you need to say yes to God. Stop looking at your accomplishments and what you are doing and your performance and start looking at God. We need to start, and this is for me. This is actually something for me, but see, this can be for you too. Something God showed me is stop looking at numbers. Stop looking at your bank account. Stop looking at what you can do and start to learn and to seek what I can do through you. Because it's the anointing, and each and every single one of us have an anointing. It's the anointing that's on your life that's going to empower you to do things, and that's going to make the difference. So you might think you are called to do, let's say, be a teacher, and you go and pursue teaching. If the anointing's not on your life, you're going to have some trouble. You're not going to like it. You're going to have some trouble doing it. You're going to face some challenges. It's not going to be that great. But see, if the more you spend time with God, the more you realize, oh no, wait, I'm actually called to business. And then when you go into business, you're going to feel the peace of God like never before. You're going to see the hand of God because see, the anointing is going to be on you. And so even when you have the anointing, you're going to start to realize that people confirm it. People are going to start to say, hey, you're really good in business. Hey, you really have a skill here. But see, when you did teaching, you didn't get any of that. You didn't get confirmation. You didn't even know what that was. But as soon as you went into business, because God showed it to you when you spent time with him, now you're blessed. Now you can live a life that is exceedingly abundantly above all that you could have asked for or thought up or imagined. See how that works? Spend time with God. Spend time in intimacy with him. Give your first fruits of your day to him. Die to your flesh and see what he's going to do. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Go spend time with God.